and welcome back to another episode of Community Q&A. Delara asks, are things always coming in twos in life? Yin and yang, happy and sad, light and dark, etc. Yeah, so what you're referring to is duality. It's the nature of opposites existing in a binary. Think of the two ends of a spectrum. In a 3D reality, this duality is really helpful to understand the nature of our world. Especially as kids, you know, we gain this dualistic understanding of the world as children, saying that the weather is hot or cold, or the character in the movie is the good guy or the bad guy. Thankfully, as we age, we develop more nuance. We start to recognize that not everyone is all good or all bad, all light or all dark, and that there are many, many feelings in between happy and sad. This is kind of a complex topic because it shows up in many ways. One of the things that impacts our ability to recognize nuance is trauma. It can land us in black and white thinking, which makes sense. If your system is focused on protection and survival, it's easier to make sense of the world through safe and unsafe, rather than sorting through all the gray area. Part of the healing process is to encourage ourselves to see beyond our initial judgments of something as just this way or just that way. We learn to see that every human being has their own ever-fluxing ratio of light and dark, altruistic and self-serving, gentle and rough, kind and cruel, and everything in between. We also see the coupling of opposites, recognizing that nature is both humbling and abundant. Change can be dysregulating and beneficial, and something can be the hardest thing we've ever done and the best. While we want to encourage ourselves to see beyond duality, duality is present in order to give us a solid footing to stand on. As we go through our spiritual journey, we can encounter all of these ideologies that basically say that duality is incorrect, or it's a limited picture, or it's like a low vibrational way to look at things. And I just don't agree that any of those assumptions are helpful, because duality is part of the reality that we live in. And yes, it is one of our jobs as an ever-evolving human being to recognize the gray area. But to me, it makes sense that duality and non-duality inevitably exist in the same breath, because we can't talk about non-duality without acknowledging that duality also exists. And maybe we have a word for non-duality that doesn't include duality, but I think you see my point. The other day, I was listening to a Matt Kahn talk, who's just one of my favorite spiritual guides, and he said this. He was talking about this kind of like hierarchy that develops in conversations in the spiritual community, and it was just so relieving to hear, so I want to share it with you. He says, low vibration is not a negative thing. We're waking up out of this belief and spiritual superstition. Lower vibrational energy is how we create the foundation. You need a lower vibration to hold space to build a higher vibration. Which, oh my gosh, as soon as he said that, I was just like, oh, Of course. He goes on to say, it's in the same way you can't add a second floor to your house without a first floor. So trying to be high vibe and not low vibe is kind of like having a second story of your house without a first story. That wouldn't work. I love him. He makes such clear and comedic sense of complex topics. I view this the same way as duality and non-duality. You can't rush into non-duality, because non-duality is a reality or perception that is based on the awareness of duality existing in some form or another. You could say that life is always coming in twos. You could say that life is always coming in infinite particles and wide spectrums and everything in between. I hope this gives you something to chew on and explore, and that it opens a window for you to witness, to observe more nuance and the non-dual space in your life. Thank you for listening and spending this time with me. If this impacted you in some way, share this episode or send it to someone you thought about while listening. I would love to connect with you on social media. And if you'd like to connect more intimately, you can join me in the Higher Self Sanctuary, a virtual village where I lead meditations, workshops, community gatherings, in-person retreats, and more. To check out the sanctuary, you can go to www.higherself.earth. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can book a session at karinadevi.com. You'll also find information there about courses, intuitive readings, and other offerings. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review so that we can reach more of the people who are looking for this space. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.